Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
District Judge Kevin Mullins, who was 54 when he was murdered, is now having a lot of information come out about him, or at least allegations come out about him that certainly are going to change the opinions of family, friends, the community, or validate the opinions that many suspected as well. Now that Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins, who's 44, is behind bars, we're hearing new details about what was going on in that judge's chamber from a whistleblower from a different case, from another officer who is behind bars for sexual abuse, stating, yeah, you know what? The judge was big on into this, and I'm just paraphrasing, but claiming that there are videos of this, that this was a regular thing in his chambers, and it was, they're comparing it to a brothel, stating that, yeah, you wanted to get your sentence reduced or something to go in your favor, there's a way to do it, and that's sleeping with the judge. Robin Dreeke, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, joining me. We've talked about this, we've speculated, and it has gone there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, as soon as I started seeing some of the details, I was like, wow, we called this one. Mm-hmm. In general, when we see unhealthy problem-solving skills, they're caused by unhealthy people. And so from the first onset of this, from the optic, from the 30,000-foot level we have, this far removed, it was a seemingly decent, upstanding sheriff and a judge. And there's a murder. It's like, what could possibly go on? What kind of psychotic event happened in this officer's life that allowed this to happen? And we said from the get-go, there's going to be some darkness in this town that's uncovered because of this. And that's exactly what's happening, because unhealthy problem solving comes from unhealthy behaviors, and it is starting to come to light. And my first impression was, it took me a couple reads to try to figure this out. I don't even think I have it all figured out, because there's a lot of names kind of this way, that way, upside down. So in other words, confusion comes from unhealthy.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of that within all of the confines of this case. One of the interesting things that I thought was said early on by former sheriff Sean Mickey Steins was something to the effect of, they're coming after my wife and daughter. And now I'm starting to run this through my mind, going, well, how does that statement make sense? And how does that relate to the way that he reacted in those chambers? And here's the conjecture I've come up with. Again, this is just me, but I'm wondering if this sheriff was completely shocked by these allegations, or maybe he found out at that lunch. Maybe the judge did say, this is, you know, I'm doing this, and that might be a giant betrayal. These two were very close; they were family at one point, and then to find that out, that that's going on right there, and I'm wondering if there was some sort of threat of, I'm going to expose you, this is not okay, or whatever, and then the threat was made maybe towards his wife and daughter of, you say anything, you know, that's going to come out. The fact that they got the daughter on the phone is another interesting thing. It does make me wonder, again, this is all my conjecture, I'm wondering if the daughter did know someone, or if she was someone who ended up being a victim of this judge. I'm almost thinking more knew someone, and it was, I get my daughter on the phone right now, and, you know, the judge is telling me this, what do you know? You know, did this happen to your friend? And yeah, it did. My conjecture, and then bullets start flying. I could see a dad being in that position. This is a lot of information to come at you, and you're realizing this judge is abusing all these people in your community that you know, or your family knows, and it was just to, you got to die because you're not going to go after my family if you're threatening it right now. I'm just going to take you out right now. A good, you know, a shocking behavior, and certainly one that probably wouldn't be made in a more, you know, non-chaotic moment. But I'm wondering if that's what we're going to find out here, or something along those lines.
Yeah, I think it's good conjecture. I'm conjecturing the same thing. So it's funny how our brains work. We want to try to find a hero if a hero can be found. And it's funny, we're talking about, you know, the CEO case where people are, you know, celebrating, some are celebrating him as evangelistic hero, even though there's a murder involved here. My brain started working the same way on this one as you're talking, sadly, because what I'd like to believe, because we want to try to make sense of this horrendous act of murdering someone, is that just like you said in your conjecture, that in the mind of this sheriff, that he didn't trust in the criminal justice system because the judge was the head of the criminal justice system. He has a lot of powerful influences and friends. And the only way he could solve this problem was to take him out himself, mm-hmm. even at his own peril, knowing what the consequences are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's over romanticizing the death of someone.
Yeah.
But part of your conjecture, could that have been his mindset? Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's what it was. You look for the hero, you look for some sort of positive in a horrible situation. I'm hoping that the sheriff was not involved in this or knew about this for a period of time, because that changes the whole conjecture, I think, on him. You know, was he about to be exposed as well? Could that have been? But to the way he acted, the fact that there was the daughter phone call in there, that really makes me think he thought his family was in imminent danger. And again, the only way to solve this, because the justice system wouldn't, with this guy being the judge in town, was to take him out and to stop other people from being hurt. And then this would bring light onto the whole situation if he felt maybe it wasn't going to be brought to light.
You know, I'd really love to know, and it might be probably out there already because people do know him over a period of time. I'd like to know his, you know, the sheriff's arc of public service.
Yeah.
Because if he's got a long arc of public service, selfless service to others, serving others, community, all these things, and irrespective of his own promotion or career, I'm leaning towards he did this for the greater public good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could also be, again, that feeling of unsafety with his daughter and his own personal family. Or in the worst case scenario, being the glass half empty on this, is that he didn't, you know, they said how could you kill a friend? Well, he might not have viewed him as a friend, but a collaborator. And a collaborator is about to out him as well. So there's those different nuances in there. I'm hoping for the public servant one, because again, he's going to serve time. Death has accountability, especially murder.
Yeah.
But it would make us all feel a lot better if he was actually thinking he was serving the greater public good and being a good father rather than just trying to cover his own tracks as a heinous human being.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.